Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How are you guys been this wonderful day of spring? Yes, it seems like it's still spring, doesn't it? The time is May 16th, but the weather is very cool. I'm loving it. I'm just enjoying it. And as we go out for a walk, it's not humid like normally is. I'm just loving it. And what will it take to continue to have it this way? For the past week or so, the Washington, D.C. area has been under rain, and rain and rain and rain almost every single day. But today, it was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day, and it was nice and sunny, and everything was just awesome. So, guys, how is your environment going? How is it doing? Is it a contribution to you? Sometimes we don't realize what we create. Things that we create in around us, it's our creation. Everything around us is our creation. And sometimes we happen to have a stagnant energy. And energy that it's no longer a contribution to us, energy that perhaps we have invited things into our homes, but now it's time to let it go. So that's what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be clearing the environment so that it's a contribution to you, to your health, your friendship, your relationships, your money, everything, so that you work, everything works in concert with whatever it is that you are creating. Okay? So we're going to be using, today we're going to be using an awesome technique by Ken Graven. He is he's an Australian healer, and he has this process that's called regeneration healing. And he, you know, it's just amazing what he does. And I've been practicing this modality all week, and it's been fantastic. First, we're going to be doing a process that will clear the room. And if you want to, you can make it so that it clears your entire home. It clears of any stagnant negative energies. It could also be if you have entities in your home that will not leave you alone, you could also use it for that. So it's all about clearing your environment so that it's more beneficial to you. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Good job. Take a deep breath and exhale. Imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide. And pull energy from the earth. Up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Just breathe as you anchor yourself to the earth. Now, you can take my words as they are, or you can allow yourself to envision what I'm saying. But if you cannot envision, you cannot visualize something, no worries. Just go with it. The thing is, whatever you intend is what you're going to get. And the intention for this is to clear. This is a clearing process. Okay? So you can just say what she said, and you don't have to repeat word by word. My intention is that everybody who listens to my voice today and tomorrow benefit from these processes. Everybody, my audience, who listens to this process today and tomorrow, benefit from this process of clearing the environment. I connect with the Creator, the source of all healing. I accept blessings for all of creation. I intend to clear this room, or this home, or this office, and this office, of all negative energies. I allow my awareness and so that it completely fills this room. Accessing the Creator's discernment, I am able to completely remove every negative influence, attachment, and memory from this room and myself. I feel the changes that confirm the clearing. I am filled with gratitude. And so it is. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Wow. How does that feel? Wow, I can feel you guys' energy being more calm, more peaceful. And I can feel the energies in the room as well to be clear. Awesome, better than that. So you can listen to this as you think of whatever room, whatever home you want to clear the environment for. And that will just get rid of all the stagnant negative energies. I don't like to call it energies. I don't like to call it negative. But it's stagnant more than likely because it's just the way I practice. Nothing to me is bad. Everything has a reason. So just think of a room. Think of a home. Think if you want to send this to somebody else's, will wish it for the environment, if you will benefit from it, just listen to this again as you think the intent is what matters. Think of their home and then just imagine yourself to do so. The only thing is, though, for you to clear something, you have to have the authority to do so. You get the authority to do so either by being the owner of the asset, of the object, or else asking for permission from the owner of the asset or the object, okay? If you try to do it by yourself without asking for permission, it will not work because the whatever energy is there, it was created by whoever owns it, whoever lives there, and has the right to create it and keep the energy there. You can always try. And what will happen is it will work temporarily, but the energies will come back. So you got to have permission. It's all about permission with energy work. The same thing, there's got to be some kind of give and receive, right? So the energies are smart enough to know that you're trying to clear something without the proper knowledge or the proper okay from whoever owns it, and they just come back. There's nothing that impedes that. But then if you don't know that, then you start making yourself wrong and start saying that what you do doesn't work, and therefore you're going to stop, and you start judging yourself. You know, it gets to be a continuous vicious circle here. Okay, so take a deep breath and exhale. Awesome. So that was the spring cleaning that we have to do. And it's also right before you want to do any type of meditation, it's always good to do that type of cleaning of the environment so that you can be in an environment that is clear with no external influences unless it's the external influences that you invite into the environment, such as your guides, your angels, you know, those energies. Then you want to welcome those energies, definitely. But everybody else, you want them to step back. And you as a human, as a creator, as God, you have the right to ask for that, as well as you are immediately obeyed. You are very powerful. You just don't get how powerful you truly be. Okay. So remember that. Just it's the intent that matters. And you always want to make sure that when you do the, you, there's a sentence, the second sentence that you say is, I accept blessings for all of creation. When you do it for you, you are doing it for all. So be aware that you have to be willing to for others to benefit from it all, not just you. If you benefit you, benefits others. So whenever you do one of these clearings, it's not just you, but it's others. Remember, be the change you want to see around. When you clear yourself, you clear others. And when we do the other activations, the multidimensional activations, we say, let's expand these energies to our lineage, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. That's because when you're clearing you, you're also clearing them. The same thing with this. You're saying, okay, I accept the blessings for all of creation. So it's something when we work, we just say, hey, everybody else who wants to benefit it will benefit it. And I love doing this show because it's more about if I'm doing it for me, then I'm also, my network gets clear. But when you listen to this and the many people that listen to this, that network gets clear and so on and so on and so on. And therefore, we have more clearing going on as more people listen to the show. Okay? What else is possible? So although you may think you don't do much, when you listen to the show and you allow the clearings to happen, you're actually doing a whole lot for your family, your friends, your coworkers, those who hang out around you. Okay, the next clearing we're going to do, it's going to be a process to remove blocks. And this has to do with what we subconsciously think of ourselves. In many instances, we have many limiting beliefs, many, many, many limiting beliefs, such as I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I cannot learn, I lack, or money is, you know, you got to work hard for your money. Money is the root of evil. Or I'm not good enough to have a good relationship. I'm not good enough to have a girlfriend. I'm not good enough to, whatever it is that you, whatever limiting belief it is that you are, that you believe, is what you, how you create your reality. If you think you're not good in business, then you're not going to be good in business. And it's a subconscious belief. So at some point in whenever, you bought that belief. And it might not even be in this lifetime. It might be another lifetime. Okay? I don't want to go that path because it's really not beneficial to go into, oh, let me look into the path as to what really happened, what lifetime, what I was doing, why I adopted this particular belief. It doesn't matter. The point is that you, at one point or other, adopted that belief. So, with this clearance, we are going to go back. We are going to go back into the past, and your soul knows at what point this was. When you make that, when you took the decision to believe that limiting belief, and you've been carrying it since then. So if you want to fix something, you got to go to right before you believed it, and then you're going to be making a different choice, and then you're going to go, then whoever and whatever made you decide to believe the limiting belief is also going to go their own way. So your path will not cross. will not be entangled. Okay? So I have talked enough. Let's go ahead and get ready for this one. And this one you can listen to as many times as you want, because the subconscious is only willing to give up some, the easy ones. And then the harder ones, it's kind of like, okay, I don't know if I want to release it. Who will I be if I release it now? Who will I be if I release the money is the root of all evil? Who would I be if I release that I need to blah, 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 whatever. Let's go ahead and do it. Take a deep breath. And exhale. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide. Deep and wide. Good job. Just relax. I connect with the Creator, the source of all healing. I accept blessings for all of creation. My intention with this process is to allow healing and transformation into my life. I go into the past. My soul knows exactly when. To before the first time that an event or a decision by another person caused me to give up the freedom to make my own decision. From that time and place, I make a choice, the amazing path of my spiritual purpose. By changing my past, I change the potential of my life now. My choice for freedom of decision making, now active in my life, allows me to receive healing and transformation, allows me to accept different pathways that help my journey through life, allows me to reach my full potential and complete my life contract. I am blessed and filled with gratitude, and so it is. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Wow. How do you guys feel? Wow. That one. If you're still a little bit spacey, go ahead, pull energy from the earth. Keep pulling energy from the earth as you breathe. And just drop your barriers. Just drop your barriers. You're safe. Your soul knows what's best for you. He works with you. Creator knows what your plan is for this lifetime. Allow the plan to come through. Allow the transformation to take care of you. Good job. There you go. So, like I said before, we went back in the past to whenever, whatever you made the decision of to adopt that limiting belief. Now, you are free to choose something else. You are free to follow your path, your bright path, as you plan the path with the Creator. It's now your time. Are you going to be using it now? So I would say give it about 3 days time to see how things start changing for me, for you. And follow the energy. Don't be afraid. There's nowhere and no how that you can make a wrong decision. You, all the decisions that you have ever made have been the right decisions for you at that time. Now, it's now the time to make a new choice. That's all it is. It's now the time to make a new choice. So, it's up to you. It's all about you. Nobody else matters. This is your life. This is your reality. You are the CEO of your life. So take a deep breath and exhale now. And how are you doing? Yeah, there you go. That's how you do it. So my friends, listen to this again if you need to. It's all about, if you listen to this once a day, that doesn't hurt you. If you listen to this once a week, it doesn't hurt you. It will benefit you. And see what else is possible. And just pay attention to what shows up. Don't expect things to show up the way you think they should show up. Okay? It's all about allowing things to come to you. Things do come to you, but if you're expecting things to show up a certain way, they will not, because you will not recognize them. You're expecting them to show up one way. You don't, because, you know, you don't see them and you miss the opportunities. That doesn't mean that opportunities are not coming again. Of course not. You're a creator. You will create other opportunities. But that's when the doubt starts. Oh, this doesn't happen for me. Oh, that doesn't happen for me. Oh, it works for everybody else, but not me. Okay? Forget that. Just allow, ask, and you shall receive. So you wanted to take this? You got? Let's wait until you receive. Let it come to you. Don't have expectations. All projections, expectations, judgments, depressions, rejections, will you keep that up now? Betray and create all sensitive feelings? I am going to pop on powerful measures with and beyond. Woo, that's a little bit of access, and that sounded really good. And a lot of you guys give up some projections, expectations, judgments, depressions, rejections. And that's why, remember that movie 50 Dates? I think it's 50 Dates or 51st Date with Drew Barrymore, where she had short-term memory and she didn't remember what she did yesterday. So every day was a brand new day to her, and she didn't pay attention. She didn't know what happened to her the day before. So she got to relive her whole life over and over and over again, meeting these wonderful people. So what if your life, what if you could be like that and not have expectations of what your life is going to be like, of what your day is going to develop like, of what everything is going to be, you know, whatever. What if that was the case? Yeah. So that would be a nice way to be, not no projections. If you are having a birthday party or you're having Mother's Day, Father's Day, whatever day it is, and you don't get the gift, you don't get the dinner, you don't get the whatever, you get disappointed, right? But if you don't have an expectation, somebody gives you a dozen roses or gives you a nice gift, you're surprised. And you're like, wow. So what if you could have your life be that way? And allow, and forget about all these limitations. Remember, you don't need it anymore. It's not something that's beneficial to you. So let that go. Let it go. And just be, you know, be like the girl in 50 Days. No expectations. Let everything go. Let everything come to you and enjoy. No worries, no nothing. It's been fun, my friends. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for joining me tonight and joining me in the future. And listen to this, to the clearing of the environment, so that you can meditate and you can have a easy-flowing environment that you desire. And also keep removing blockages from your subconscious. Keep removing that. It's not something that is never going to go away, but it's something that you have to consciously intend to release. Okay? The first time you listen to something like this, you're like, oh, you put up barriers. But you do release them, and you're working directly with the Creator. There's no middleman. It's just been the Creator. And there's no need to have hidden agendas or to say, oh, I don't want to do it. You do it if you want to. You don't do it if you don't want to. No big deal. It's your life, your reality. So thank you, my friend. It's been my honor, my pleasure to be with you tonight. Until next time, have a good one. Bye-bye.